So we're going to talk about representing the company. We're going to kind of ebb and flow in terms of what the discussion is, what you all think is interesting in terms of non-compete disputes. You know, things have kind of evolved. I just saw one of the first lawyers I ever worked for walked in the room, who's kind of a mentor of mine. And back when he and I first started practicing, we used to get in non-compete fights, and there used to be a discussion about all sorts of technical issues, like whether the consideration changed hands at the time that the non-compete was signed, whether there was future consideration, what ancillary to means. And now we've had three different opinions from our Supreme Court that have made non-competes easier to enforce. And the arguments that I'm hearing more and more aren't about attacking whether or not there was sufficient consideration. You're seeing focuses on geography, on scope, and that's really what the arguments I'm seeing down at the courthouse at this point are. And so the defense and the prosecution of these claims have really changed over the last 10 years. And it's very interesting to see how that has evolved and how both the defense and the plaintiffs are handling that. But I want to articulate a scenario for you all that's very close to one that I had just a few months ago to kind of set up our discussion. And here is the scenario. It is 4:30 on a Thursday. You have plans. You have talked with your spouse. Your 6-year-old is excited because you are going to Great Wolf Lodge in about 30 minutes. You're going to go to Great Wolf Lodge for the weekend. You're going to be with 100,000 of your best friends. You're going to hang out in this collective swimming pool with all of these rides and all of these things. The 6-year-old is happy. You're going to get on the road, and then all of a sudden you get that phone call. And the phone call is from your best client. Your best client, who has a $100,000 evergreen retainer in your bank account. You are on call. Your money's taken care of. Expense is no object. And he tells you that their best salesman is leaving,